See number 35 in the white book. 35.
Save it all. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we give ourselves to you today, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Marie, pray with us, please.
Yes. Yes, Jesus, that is our consecration to you. We just want to be for you every moment of every day.
Yes.
We just want to say thank you, Father, for this new day.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father,
yes,
for
Lord.
This new day.
Yes.
Thank you that Jesus
hallelujah,
Christ
hallelujah,
is the same.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday,
hallelujah.
Today,
thank
and
you, Jesus.
Forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Christ. We
oh,
thank you.
Jesus,
we
Jesus,
love you.
Jesus, yes,
we
Lord.
We praise you.
Amen.
We worship you.
Hallelujah,
Father,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Great loving kindness and tender mercies. We appreciate you, and we appreciate this camp. We appreciate your wonderful abiding presence
yes,
here.
Yes, Lord.
And you said, Father, as long as this camp is kept, holiness unto the Lord,
oh,
we would
thank
walk
you, Lord.
On
thank
these grounds,
you, Lord.
And you
thank
would
you,
come
Lord.
To us.
Thank you.
And we thank you for your wonderful presence.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Your anointing and your fullness of blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And so, you know, so Cynthia, when Jesus comes, when Jesus comes?
When Jesus comes?
Yes.
Number 110 in the White Book, 110.
Jesus comes to stay.
Oh, Jesus, come today, Lord. Come to each heart today, Lord. We need your word today, Lord Jesus. Jesus, come to us today. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. You are present, Lord Jesus. Show us your salvation. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, show us your glory today. Come, oh, my God. Oh, you great. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 come. Show us your glory. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior.
Almighty Jesus, we bring the boys before you this morning in the village. Lord, you see the needs, and you see the darkness. And I pray, Lord, I ask this morning that you would be a victor in hearts.
Yes, Lord.
That you would cast out the darkness. Yes, bring deliverance, Lord, and victory to these boys. I ask, dear Jesus, that you would be almighty to save this morning.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And you greatly encourage the counselors. Oh, God, lift them up this morning.
Amen.
I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would anoint them with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And I pray that you would have your way in such a mighty way today.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, yes, Lord. We have victory, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Faith is something that we often try to define, and we don't always have very good success. What is faith? The definition that I like of faith is this: faith is the gaze of the soul on a saving God. Faith is the gaze of the soul on a saving God. It's about sight. It's about where we are looking. It's about what we are seeing. Faith looks to Jesus. We're tempted to look at the problem. We're tempted to look at the situation. We're tempted to see the difficulty and see the mountain. But faith sees a saving God, a God who says, there's nothing too hard for me. And so faith is the victory.
Amen.
We ask the Lord to increase our faith. The disciples ask the Lord, increase our faith. Lord Jesus, we need to see you. We need to see our great God. Open our eyes to see. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Now that verse is found in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, but it follows all of those verses on faith. by faith, Moses, by faith, Noah, by faith, Enoch, all of those patriarchs, by faith. And then right after that, the apostle writes, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. That's faith. And so, Lord, this morning, as has been prayed, we fix our eyes upon you, Jesus, to see your victory in the village, in the cottage, yes, here at Watch Rock. Lord, in each life, dear God, we fix our eyes upon you. Yes, you are the one who is at work, who has been at work in these days. You are the one who has been moving among us, walking up and down upon these grounds, laying your hand upon different ones, dear Father. You are the one. Yes. Drawing us to yourself. And so, Lord Jesus, increase our faith. Lord, open our eyes to see you. Yes. Our great God, our great Savior. I believe it's in the book of Titus that we find that phrase repeated, that Jesus is our great God and Savior. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you are able. You are able, Lord. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. And Lord, you know maybe the inward need that no one else sees. Lord, even in our little ones that are here, Lord, only you know their hearts, what they've been through in their young lives. But, oh God, you're able to touch and to heal. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Jesus never fails. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Number 96, we'll sing that together. 96 in the white book. Let's stand together as we sing. Now, this is a song of faith.
The Savior lift every burden, the heavy as well as the light. His strength is made perfect in weakness. In him there power and might. The Savior can solve every problem the tangles of life can undo. Sorrow in
about the men? How about the men? Do we need strength?
Yes.
All right, men. Let's sing the next verse.
The Savior can strengthen the weary. His grace is sufficient for all. He knows every step of the pathway and listens to hear when we call.
Everyone.
The Savior can solve every problem.
Now in the next verse.
The
Savior can bring spiritual healing. The victory won long ago. In Him there is freedom from bondage. He's able to conquer the world.
All together.
The Savior can solve every problem. The tangles of life.
Verse 5.
The Savior can satisfy fully the heart that the world cannot fill. His presence will sanctify wholly
the soul
that is yielded and still. The Savior can solve every problem. The tangles of life. There is nothing too hard for Jesus.
There is nothing
that He cannot do.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank Him. Oh, Jesus, You're able, Lord. You are able, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord, for every situation. Lord, we bring it to You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. You are able, Lord Jesus. You are able, Lord. Oh, Jesus, there's nothing too hard for You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We praise You. We praise You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For He is able. He's able. I know my Lord is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. For He is able. He's able. I know my Lord is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. He healed the brokenhearted. He set the captive free. He healed the sick and raised the dead. What the troubled sea, for He is able. He's able. I know my Lord is able. I know able to carry me through. He healed the brokenhearted. He set the captive free. He healed the sick and raised the dead. Walk the troubled sea, for He is able. He's able. I know my Lord is able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, help us to see You this morning as the One who is able. Oh, Jesus, You are able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we lift up our request to you this morning, Lord. Oh, we lift our hearts to you, Lord Jesus. You know the cry of our hearts, dear God. Oh, answer the prayers, Lord, that have been prayed. Oh, Jesus, 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 come, dear Lord. Come, dear Lord. Maybe there are others who ought to pray out. Let's just pray out. Let's respond to this word from God, to call upon him this morning, because he is able.
Yes, Jesus, we are so thankful, Lord. You are manifesting your presence in a mighty and a great way, even we speak now. Father, thank you. This morning, you want to be good to everyone in this room. You want to be good with to everyone that in this campsite, Lord. Thank you for stretching out your mighty hand and to touch every person. And we are expecting that sickness will be healed today. We're expecting that bondage will be broken today. We're expecting that life will be transformed today. And we are expecting, Lord, there will be a breakthrough that break out in this room, all over this campsite. We're expecting your glory will fall upon this campground. We're expecting for fresh anointing to flow there, Lord, to overwhelm this place, oh Lord, so that our Lord will be taken to a higher ground. We'll see your power. We'll experience your promises, Lord. Father, because you want your children that to be happy, to be strong, to be prosperous, Lord, because you are a good God. You are our good Father. So this morning we are declaring, we are proclaiming, we are laying hold on your wonderful, glorious promise, Lord. Father, we pray for those who are sick that are in this room. Father, we pray for your touch, Lord. Your healing touch, Lord. Touch every bone, touch every cell, touch every organ, and touch the emotion. Father, that manifests your glorious healing power, Lord. Where your presence is, Lord, darkness cannot stay. Where your presence is, the sickness cannot stay. Where your presence is, Lord, the spirit of bondage and torment cannot stay at all. So, Father, this morning we are declaring it will be a morning of deliverance, a morning of joy, a morning of shout, a morning of praise, because you are worthy, you are mighty, you are strong, you are doing glorious things in the midst of us, because we are your children. We are the people who believe in your power. We are the children who believe in your grace, Lord, in your healing, in your deliverance, in your transformation, in your salvation. Father, whatever the need is, Lord, your power is greater than any challenge of life, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There is a great shout. We'll break forth in this one this morning because you are good. You are good, Father.
I thank the Lord
for this camp. I came here when I was 16, the first year. And oh, the Lord did so much for me. I was saved, but I wasn't following Jesus closely. I was just happy that I was saved and filled with the Spirit, and I had a very meager experience, but oh, how wonderful it was that first year God came to me and he began to show me his word. And I began to read his word and it changed my life. It did. It changed my whole life. And I began to do things that please Jesus and not myself. And I'm thankful that he takes care of us throughout our whole life. I'm so thankful for the care of the Lord over my life and over my husband's life, over my children, over this camp, how Jesus has drawn people unto himself and changed lives. Isn't it wonderful when he can change a life?
Amen.
No one else can change a life like Jesus. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that he's helped me. He helped me in this last year. I was in great pain, and nothing can alleviate that pain because it was it was just a nerve that kept me in pain. I couldn't sleep nights. Mm-hmm. Couldn't sleep at all. It was terrible. And I looked to the Lord. I looked to the Lord. My daughter and I, we went from one doctor to another. We went to a dentist. We went to all kinds of doctors. They didn't know what to do. But, oh, Jesus gave us help. One day, I was able to talk to the doctor himself, and I said, isn't there something that could take away this terrible pain? He says it would only be surgery. And he thought I was too old to have surgery. He thought I might die. And I said, even if I die, I says, I know I'll go with Jesus. And so finally, my son-in-law persuaded him that one day. He said, please give her help. And so we did the surgery. And praise God, I woke up without pain.
Praise God.
And here I am. I'm so glad that I could be at camp again. I've been here many years. Many years I've come here. And every year the Lord has done wonderful things, not only for me, but for the people that have come here. Why, God has changed things through this precious word. I like to read that little lyric that we sing at our church sometimes. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart, these precious words. Oh, let these ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope. Give us straight, help us, and help us cope. In this world, where'er we roam, these ancient words will guide us home. Not people, not experiences, but God himself through this word. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. Yes. We have come with open hearts. Oh, may these ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age. It's been going on for many years here, the Word of God. And it's been changing lives. Handed down to this age, come to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the ancient words, heed the faithful words of Christ. Let it change you. Let it change me. I pray for this camp every day, and I believe God is still working in a mighty way, and he will do exceeding abundant above all that I can ask or think. I'm so thankful that I could serve Jesus. It's been a joy. It's been real joy to live for Jesus. I remember when I first got married, we would pack the car with little kids from the neighborhood and bring them to church. And many of them got saved. I still can relate to them, and how wonderful God worked. God worked. He brought families. He did so many wonderful things while we had that church. And oh, I'm so thankful that whatever we do, we do it unto the Lord, and the Lord sees it, and he changes lives by this precious word. Let these words become precious to you, and let them change you. Thank you.